If you test it, says Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Rabbi Shimon says no. You Poiter. Shimon Poiter bezu. Rashi says why? The shnei tumas ninu. Al kol chodu v'chodu kinisam. And each time he went in, you could say shvil zehu ator. Each time he went in, it's a suffix by itself, and each one we have a right maybe to say that ruled the storm. Therefore, leki yediyah v'adoyis petchilam. There's no vad the yediyah to say the person knows for sure he was tamei before he went to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the locha of a tumas mikdash binyan yediyah betchilam. You have to have yediyah. The pshat is you have to first know that you were tamei, and then you forget that you're tamei. You go to the Beis Hamikdash, and later you remember. But if you never had a yediyah of adoyis that you were tamei, you're potter from the korban olu b'yerid. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says here in this last case, you put them in a korban, because each time you went in, you did not have a vav the yediyah that you were tamei. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda put the bekulot. He also told you potter from all of them. Mishum Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. Even in the first case also, even though he went down both roads, still he holds that you put them from the korban. The question is why? Some Rava says, Chokav amayachino. We're talking about over here. Who is the kasha? How could he be potter even in the first case? The first case was where this one person went down the first road, then he went down the second road. So who the person like knows for sure he's tamei now, and then he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. How could he say he's potter from the korban? So Mar says, "I'm a rov ochav mayaskinon." We're talking about a rov ochav mayaskinon who goes sholach birishon. He went down the first road. Uvishas he luchay bisheni. At the time when he went down the second road later, shochach the person forgot. Sholach Barishan that he went down the first road. So the Kitzim is going down the second road. He does not know for sure that he's tamei. And then he went to the Beis Hamikdash. So he never knew really for sure that he was tamei. Ovar pligi, this is the machlokes over here. That the Tanakamis of our Nixas Yediya ki Yediya Dami. A Nixas Yediya, that's also considered like Yediya. Here Lamaisi you have a suffix whether you were tamei or not. That's also called like Yediyah to know that you're tamei. For Rabbi Shimon Sava, no, Mixas Yediyah, Lach Yediyah Dami. That's not called the Yediyah. The fact that you only know a suffix that you're tamei or not, that's not called like Yediyah's Tumma. That's why Rabbi Shimon holds your potter from the carbon. And Tanakama holds, no, that's enough of Yediyah to say that Yechayiv, it's that's called the Vada Yediyah. Suffix Yediyah is like the Vada Yediyah. Now, oh my ma, what would you say before? Holach Barishon, this one person went down the first road. Again, there were two roads there. One had a mace buried there, one did not. We did not know which road we forgot. Now, this person went down the first road. The Nichnas, he went to the Beis Hamikdash, but the Hizor, the Tovol, he was Matayir himself. He had Azot and the Mechat, as in the Mikvah. So he's Vadi Tohor now. Then Volach Bashani walked down the second road. The Nichnas, then he went into the Beis Hamikdash. So it says Chayiv, he's Chayiv a Korban. The question is, am I Chayiv? How can you say Chayiv? You did not know for sure that you were tamei. You went down the first road, but then you went to the mikvah. So it's part, and then you went down the second road, and you went to the Beis Hamikdash. So each time, you never knew before you went in that you were vade tamei. The first road, maybe that road was tall. By the time you go down the second road, maybe the first road was the road that was tamei, and you already went to the mikvah. So you're tall. So why you chayv the korban? I did not have a yediyah. And on this, Amr Rashtaka says, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The what the loy boy yediyah v'tchila. The according to Rabbi Shmuel, do not have to have a yediyah to know that you are vadei tamei before you go into the Beis Hamikdash. It's enough that later, after you come out of the Beis Hamikdash, now you remember that you were tamei. You do not have to have a yediyah before you go in. That's where Rashtaka answers. Rabbi Yechon says, no, that afilu tamei Rabbi Yidgum say goes according to Rabbanim. I'll tell you, can also suffer Yediyah ki Yediyah. Here we made a suffer Yediyah like Yediyah. So I call upon him, this is the serum. Here Rabbi Yechon holds that a suffer Yediyah is called like Yediyah. And before in the last part we say, no, Rabbi Yechon holds that a suffer Yediyah is not called Yediyah. And here Rosh Lakish, that before said suffer Yediyah is ki Yediyah, here Rosh Lakish does not answer that way. Here Rosh Lakish has to say a new Torah that goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. So Mora says that Fakatitak we thought can also Fuadinakolatarakula. When the Yechonin says that can also here they made a Sophic Yediyah like a Vadi Yediyah, it's not only here. But he meant to say that's his shita. Here and all over, a sofa yediyah is considered like yediyah. If so, kasha de Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, kasha de Reslokish, not the Reslokish. From where it says, bishleim of Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, there's no stira. Le kasha kan osu, al v'chol ha-tara kulu loy. And if not, before Rabbi Yechonon hold that a sofa yediyah is not called like a yediyah. I hear he says it is. It's only here and no place else. My time, what's the reason? Hochi gabi tum over here, by yichus tum. If it says, v'nele mimenu, v'utonei, yediyah diyis po nami sofik chayiv. Any type of yediyah you have, you chayiv with. Chayiv kuro. It's only over here to say that a sofik yediyah helps. Our b'chor tzara kulik, see, all of it says, hoy hoy de lov chatosai. We need to say, yisla yediyah hudim chayiv. If you know for sure that you were tomein, then you chayiv. But a sofik yediyah is not called yediyah. Therefore, there's no theory in Rabbi Yochanan. Only over here, by this, if it's tumor based on Egypt, does he hold a sofik yediyah is enough. But all over here, you have to have a vada yediyah to mechalik from one carbon to another carbon. El lukur to theory in Rosh Lakish, El Rosh Lakish Kasha. That Adam Mukum Lakh Rabbi Shmuel, what do you have to say, brother, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it says you do not have to have yediyah at all. Look, Makrev, let us not go and call to Rabbi. And you tell me according to Rabbi that a sofik yediyah is like a vada yediyah. Samara says, no, Hokka Master must teach us that Rabbi Shmuel Namele Boy Yediyah Betchila, that he's teaching us this, you said that there is a man Diyam Rabbi Shmuel that holds that Vilchas Tum is Pesam Yiddush, you do not need Yediyah Lekatil to the Chayav Korban. For the more that is Chiddush, Homas Nisa is the Pharisee Mishnah. It's none, we learned. Rabbi Shmuel Leimah, the Pesach says, V'nelam, Shtei Pomim, he is the Chayav Alehelem Tumah. The Alehele Mikdash, that even though you only forgot that you were Tomei, you forgot there was a base Mikdash. Meaning to say, do not have to have Yediyah Betchila. Rashi says, Midavkeh, Hani Trei V'Nelam L'Hach Tzrosha, Al Molest Yediyah Betchila. The Yediyah Tumah, the boy Betchila, the slave, L'Mach V'Nelam L'Hach Trei V'Nelam. That's what the Gemara says in Shavuos, you have to have Yediyah L'Chatchila. You have to first know that you have Adi Tomei. And then you forget and go to the base to meet Jesus only because you dash in his words vanellum vanellum. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, since he dashed in these two words vanellum vanellum or something else, he does not need Yediyah Lekatchila. So we know that already Rabbi Shmuel sheets is that way. So why is there a Shlokash to teach us this way? So Moshe says, no, Yitzchak, we need it. Because otherwise, Falkot Adachim and Raibur thought to say, Mikra Leslay, true, he doesn't know from these Tzukim, but in the Gemara Islay, maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds from the Gemara from a Kabbalah. That he also holds maybe you have to have Yediyah Vadois to Mechayiv you, is Kamashmon, that's what Shlokas Chiddush known. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, you do not have to have Yediyah Vadai, even though you never knew you were Tomei, and you went to the Beis Hamikdash, and later you realized that you were Tomei, you have a Chiyuv to bring a Korban, I love a Yerid. Says the Chiddush for Shlokas, he could have said a Sotik Yediyah is enough, but he wants to say a bigger Chiddush, he goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds, you do not need a yediyah at all. The other Mishnah says, let's say chaylev v'neisav lefonav. Somebody had a piece of chaylev in front of him and a piece of neisar. And Rashi says, uksav, the person thought that shneim shumu datera, both of them, both pieces, are mut yulav tithim. They thought they're both kosher meat. But really, one was chaylev, one was neisar. V'yokhal achmim, he ate one of the two. V'en yedei ezim yemokhli. He's not for sure which one of the two he ate. Kids, he doesn't know which was the name of the Yisra, but he knows for sure now that he ate an Yisra. Or else, let's say a similar case would be Ishto Nido V'Achoyisa Ima Babayis. His wife that's a Nido is in the house, and also he has a sister in the house also. Shodak B'Echmim made a mistake and lived with one of the two, and V'Enya Day a lady is not sure V'Yezmim Shodak, which one he lived with, he's not sure. So he for sure did a Chet B'Shegeg. And he's not sure whether he was boiling Nido or whether he was boiling sister. A similar case would be Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. One day first, let's say it was Yom Kippur, or first day was Shabbos, then it came Yom Kippur, one day after another day. V'Osa Melocha Bein HaShemoshes. He did a Melocha Bein HaShemoshes. He did now Melocha V'Yosa Melocha Bein HaShemoshes. Means in between Shabbos, let's say, and Yom Kippur. Moitzoi, like Ben Hashemoshes of Shabbos, Moitzoi Shabbos, going into Yom Kippur, case for Shabbos was first. And the next day was Yom Kippur, he did a Melachah now Ben Hashemoshes. And then you're there, it's not for sure, then V'ezim also, which one which day was the Melacha done? We don't know. Ben Shemosh is a Sufik, whether it was Shabbos or whether it was Yom Kippur. So B'Shas, he did the Melach, he was a Shogig. He thought today was Choyl. He thought it was a weekday. Then later he found out what he did. So it's a Sufik, he knows for sure he did an Aveira. But the Shal was, he's not sure whether he did a Chilul Shabbos or whether he did a Chilul of Yom Kippurim. Another case. So the Mishnah says, Rebelez the Mechayiv Chatis. In all these cases, Rebelez all the Chayiv Chatis. Even though you did not know for sure what the name of the Chet was, but as long as you know for sure you did a Vadei Chet, you have a Chiyuv to bring a Korban Chatis. For Rabbi Yeshua, Poitim, Yeshua holds no Yepota. We'll see in the Gemara why Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Asher Chot Abo, Ach Yevod Le B'machot. A person has to know exactly for what Chet he did to bring the Korban. And here we have the doubt, he has a suffix, what was the name of the Chet, he's Potter from the Korban Chatis. That's the Machlegis of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, Lenech Luku, they don't argue, Aloy some locha ben Ashmoshes shu poto. If he does the locha ben Ashmoshes, that for sure is poto. Even though this was a ben Ashmoshes between Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, and like for sure it did a locha on the Yom that's also, still he owes this poto from the carbon of Rabbi Yisrael. Why? Shani Yom, because I have a right to say that Mixas also Hayom, or Mixas also Lamochom. Is Ben Ashmoshes, like after Shkia until Pesach Chovim, is like a Sofik, whether it's called today still or whether it's called tomorrow. So when he did the Melacha right now, Ben Ashmoshes, you have a tzad to say, the beginning of the Melacha was still Shabbos, and by the end of the Melacha, it was already Yom Kippur. So it comes out on each day, you only did a Chatzim Melacha. Therefore, Chatzim Shkia, you put it from the Korban. So he would say, it's not a Vada Chet, you put it from the Korban. Amar Nechleku, where is the Machlekis, according to Rabbi Yosi? Amar Nechleku, where does Rabbi Elezer and Yabishu argue? Alois, a melacha b'tzeich hayom, a person does a melacha in the middle of the day. Shos v'eni yaday is not for sure in b'Shabbos Tosim Yom Kippur Moso. Again, we refer to a Shabbos then Yom Kippur. And B'Shas, he did the melacha, he thought it was Chol. Then later, 2 days later, he realizes, Elezer, I did a melacha on one of those 2 days, and he's not sure which day he did the chet. So that's the case where the Machlekes is, whether he's Chayiv Chatis or not. That Rebbe Elezer holds Yichayiv, because for sure he was Mechalal either Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And Rebbe Yeshua says, no, Yipote, you do not know for sure which one was the Chet. Or else another case would be the Machlekes. Oy al Ho'isa, a person for sure did a Melach on Shabbos, let's say. But then your day is not for sure. Me'en Eza Melach also. Which type of a Melach he did, that he's not sure about. The Rashi says he's not sure whether he did a Maisa Harisha, whether he plowed the ground in Zoraya, whether he seeded the ground. So he has a doubt which Melach he did. So that's the Machlokes. For sure he did a Chet. So according to Rabbi Elezer Yechayiv, according to Rabbi Shua Yepot, you do not know what was the name of the Melacha. So it says there, on this case, the Shua Rabbi Elezer, Mechayiv Chatas, Rabbi Shua Poita. So that's the Rabbi Yisrael and the Machlokes. The Ben Hashemosh, as he owes, the report according to everybody. Om Rabbi Yehuda says now, Poitra Hoya Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, when he holds your potter in this case, Afmi Yoshim Toli, even potter from the Yoshim Toli, and we'll explain exactly what the case will be of the Yoshim Toli. But even in a similar case, we have a Suffolk, you do not know what the shame of the Easter was, and there's a Suffolk whether you did the Easter or not, you'd be potter from the Yoshim Toli also. Rabbi Shimon, Shazuru Yomrim, they both say that, Lo Nech Laku, they do not argue. If there's something that's Mishem Echot, as Rebbe Elezer, that he holds, you don't have to have Yivod of Machot, and Yeshua holds, you do have to do it. They don't argue, Adovishu Mishem Echot. Rashi says, Kugon, let's say, Shtei Ilonis, you have 2 trees. Shomenechot upon him, you have 2 apple trees. It's only a subject, he doesn't know from which tree did he pull off the apple. But he knows for sure later that he pulled off a tree on Shabbos, and he knows for sure it was an apple tree. Even though he's not sure from which tree, then everybody agrees that he would be chayiv. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's called hoidah lof katos. He knows he did a chet of picking off on Shabbos. Did everybody hold yichayiv? Amar nechleku, where is the machlokes Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua? Adov eshu mishum beit shemus, what has 2 names on it. So Rashi says tupshat and what does shnei shemus mean? Either means for going sofik kotsa sofik tochen. We have a doubt whether he did a melach of cutting something off the tree, or whether he did the melach of grinding it. Or else, Inamar says a big chiddush. Inamar could even be sofek tainim, sofek anovim. He has a doubt whether he pulled off figs, or whether he pulled off grapes. Even though it's the same melach of picking off
but still he has a suffix. What was the tree? What was the name of the pre? That's also called Shnei Shemus. Here's the Machlekes. Shereb Elezer Mechayev, because the Maiz, you know for sure you did a chet. Elezer Mechayev Yuchatis, but Rabbi Yeshua Poitah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, you have to know exactly what was the shame of the Melachim. And according to Rashi's second shot, even though the Melachim was Kaitzer, but you have to know exactly what type of a pre you picked off. Omri Rav Yehuda says, Afilu niskavin lo katanim, even a person had in mind to pick off figs. For liket anovim, by mistake, he picked off grapes. Or else the opposite way, anovim, he had in mind to pick off grapes. For liket tanim, by mistake, he picked off figs. Or else shcheris, he had in mind to pick off black ones. For liket levonis, by mistake, he picked off white ones. Or else the opposite way, liket levonis, he had in mind to take off white figs. For liket shcheris, he took off black figs. It is also machlekes that according to Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatzis, because later he found out for sure he knows he did a chet. If Yeshua poitah, according to Yeshua, is still yepotam. Since you have a doubt, or it was lein niskavin, what you didn't do, what you wanted, yepotam according to Yeshua. So this is the big chiddush that you know that according to Yeshua, yepotam over here. And the Gemara will see the exact case the Gemara says is that he had really in mind to take off both, black and white. Because he thought that he had in mind first to take off the white, then to take off the black. And the mice, when he went to do it, he did it the opposite way. First he took off the black ones, then he took off the white ones. So he holds your potter, since it was not maskai and machshavtoi, it's not exactly the way you want to do it. So he holds according to Mishu Yubi potter. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Reb Yehuda, some have the gears that should be Omer Reb Shimon. The Gemara we have, our gears is Omer Reb Shimon. Shimon says, Tamani, I wonder, how could you say that pshat? Tamani, Im Omer Reb Leza, Tamani Im Potter Bo Reb Yeshua. He wondered, is it really true that Reb Yeshua would have a say Yepotter in such a case? That's also considered a case of like Yepotter from Achatis, because it was learned in this kind of Shaftai. Because he says Im came and sorry, someone has a question. Lo Manema, what is the pasuk have to say? Ashechota Bo Prat LeMesasik. We know we have a special pasuk to say the Mesasik. If you think you're doing one thing and it comes out you're doing something else, that Yepotah, a special posuk Hashechotabo, Prata Mesasik, where you're not Mischavim to do what you wanted to. The case there is in Mischavim, let's say you had a mind to cut off a cucumber that was already picked off ready, and by mistake you cut off a cucumber that was attached to the ground. The case Yepotah, that's called Mesasik. So the question is, if you hold the occurrence of Yeshua, Yepotah in such a case, even though what? You're not Mesasik. Like you had a mind to cut off both, Shcheris and Levinus. Because you did it the opposite way, that's also called the Pturim. So if you potter over here, then for sure you potter by real Mesasik. Where you didn't have intention to do what you planned to do, like we'll see in the Gemara, all the cases of Mesasik. That gets a question, like, what do you have to have a potter? Kashachotabo, perhaps the Mesasik, according to you, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you potter anyway. That's a Shimon's question. And you, the Avada, Rabbi Leza, would not, Rabbi Yeshua, would not hold you potter in such a case. Avada minasami vichaye bechatis. Only in other cases of Mesasik, we did not have intentions at all to cut. You had intention just to pick something up that was already cut off before. And now you want to cut it off, that's when you potter. But over here, where you have intentions of picking off the figs, just instead of picking off the white ones, you pick off the black ones, then avad you be chayiv achatis according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's the way Rabbi Shimon learns. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Monashok. Monashok is chayiv achatis na mishnah. Monashok. Blessed the one that says he's chayiv. I chelav ocha chayiv. Monashok. The case of the mishnah was there was chelav and ois in front of him, and he ate from one of the two, and later he does not remember which one of the two he ate from. So blessed all chayiv achatis. What's a monashok? I noiser ochal chayiv. If he ate chelav, I chelav ocha chayiv. I noiser ocha chayiv. Whichever one of the two he ate, he's chayiv achatis. So monashok is chayiv achatis. Or else, he ishta need to both live with his wife. There was a need. He's chayiv. He achleis the bol is chayiv. He b'shabbos sotzim locha chayiv. He b'yom kippur masam locha chayiv. But monashok ablezol is Yivari did a chet now. The shas he did it. He was a shaygig. But now he realizes that Yivari did a chet. So pshit is chayiv achatis. On this, Omer Rabbi Shur B'Shur says back, no. Harei Yivayim of the Pesach says, Ashechot abom. So we dashin at shivod aloy b'machota. Pasha says by chiv chatis, you only chayv ashechot abo if you know exactly what the chet was. For here that you don't know exactly what the chet was, So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're potter from Mechatis. For the more Rabbi Leza, high bo mayovale, what does he do with this poska shechoto bo, which is mashmi, you have to know exactly what chet you did. I, according to Rabbi Leza, even if you don't know exactly which chet, as long as you know for sure you did a chet, you chay bechatis. So what does he do with the extra word bo, hashechota bo? So more interesting, Rabbi Leza holds this, mi boyilei pratla mefasik, he uses this word, hashechota bo, to exclude a case of mefasik. Rashi says here, mi boyilei pratla mefasik, going the case of niskavin lezu. He had in mind to cut off, let's say, this apple. The yosach harrison did something else. That's where you potter. But over here, where you had in mind to eat this piece, just b'shas mice, you thought it was mutter. Later we find out what you ate was awesome. But the mice, when you ate it, you had a mind to eat that. You did not know which issa you did, there you chay b'chatis. But over here, where you had a mind to do one thing, and you came out, you did something else, that's misasa, then you potter. So the kids, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rashi says, even by Shabbos, the reason why misasa is potter is because of this pasuk ha-shechot abo. Even though we'll soon see another Gemara later, we'll soon see next Gemara says that by Shabbos there's another Svar to say Yipoto, that the Svar you need Melechas Machshavos on Shabbos, and these things are often not called Melechas Machshavos Mesasik, but still according to Rabbi Leza, the Ptur is, because it is Pasuk HaShechot HaBom, Pratla Mesasik, only when you did one thing, and you did not have intention to do it, you thought you wanted to do something else, that's when you put them. For the case where you ate this piece, and you did what you had intentions to. So the lady have a suffix whether it was Chaylev or Naisa, according to Rabbi Leza, Yechayev HaKatis. The other Gemara says, Mesasik to my, where does Rabbi Leza really need a possible to say that you potter? What type of Mesasik are we talking about over here?